Now that is the sound of a sound check. And I'm in a tent backstage at the Milton Keynes International Festival 2016. There's a few acts that have really inspired me and entertained me while I've been here, but there's only one I've actually been looking forward to. And these guys go right back to my hometown of Coventry City, a place I rarely get to see, and I've been told has changed quite a lot. I'm sat here with two members of the Selector. Who are you?
I'm Gaps Hendrickson, vocal.
And I'm Pauline Black, I'm vocals too.
And anybody who's even a part-time fan of you guys will recognise those names as being around for how many years now?
37 years, the last time I looked, anyway.
You must be really good at it now.
Well, practice makes perfect, as they say, but I think there are still a few things we can get better.
Yes, there's always room for improvement, so you know, we're always looking for that, so yeah.
How's this summer been treating you so far? What have the gigs been like?
Oh, I mean, it's been really great. I mean, we've not only been doing our own headline sort of, you know, festival type things. We've also, Gaps and myself, have been guests for Jules Holland and his R&B orchestra. So we've been over Europe and here and Wales. I suppose Wales is kind of Europe now.
Yes, yes, Wales is definitely.
Being contentious.
Oh, God, don't go
Scotland.
There.
Scotland as well. Yeah, it's been really good.
Has the recent political climate affected any songwriting of yours? Because everybody's talking about some of the songs you're writing right now as being the best ever.
Well, most of the songwriting that we did recently was done over the past couple of years, because we had our latest album, Subculture, was out last year, wasn't it, in
That's
June
right. yep.
2015. And it's like chalk and cheese, really, when you look at the political situation now to what it was back then. We are putting out a new album next year, which we're in the process of writing at the moment. So, but it's kind of weird. Things are happening so quickly that it's very, very difficult sort of nailing your colours to the mast over any subject, really, because the following week it may change, you know, and by the time we actually go in the studio to record it, if all things go to plan, which is not my plan, I have to say, we might have Donald Trump as leading the Western world with his finger on the nuclear button with the codes, and I don't know who we might have here, so we can only wait and see.
If you'd have said these kind of things just a little while ago, I would have just laughed like you were cracking some really bad joke, but what an amazing time. Mm. Life on the road, how is it?
Life on the road is good. All you have to do is keep your fitness up to level, and then be, you know, and enjoy what you're doing, which I thoroughly do, and I'm sure that goes for Pauline as well. I mean, or else it will seem too much like hard work after all these years. But we enjoy it, especially working together.
Tell me about your voice. How do you look after it?
Well, mainly I do sort of I do about 20 miles a week on running, which helps to control, and also I look healthy living, that helps to cope as well.
But you, have you actually lost your voice during a tour?
Oh, gosh, lots of times, but somehow I don't know what it is that you get on stage and miraculously it comes back. But, you know, you get coughs and colds, the same as anybody else. But if you're a guitarist, unless you get blisters on the end of your fingers, then you're not completely impaired if you get a cold. But for a vocalist, then most vocalists sort of wander around going, you know, just to hope that it's still there sort of thing.
So. You don't put much faith in that.
No, well, I always do. It, like I say, it always seems to come back. So I've stopped worrying about it. I used to worry about it a lot when I first started singing, but I don't worry about it anymore, and it doesn't tend to go away anymore.
So what can people look forward to tonight? Is the set list fixed?
Well, we'll have some of Too Much Pressure and a mixture of old and new, like from the Subculture album. So, you know, anybody who's coming tonight, they hopefully they're in for a treat.
Did you bring any vinyl with you by any chance?
No, not as far as I know. I'm not sure because we don't look up.
I'll go and sniff it out if there is, I guarantee, and I'll be back with a big fat pen.
Everyone can always get vinyl. They can always get vinyl on our website, which is www.theselector.net.
And Milton Keynes International Festival, have you experienced it before?
No, this is a first for us.
This is a first, and I'm looking at your pamphlet here, and it seems quite artistic, a lot of artistic acts on there, and we're proud to be here.
Look forward to you guys so much, and really, really excited. I will be another head bobbing at the back if I can't get any closer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah.